Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What's good, family? Welcome to another episode of An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop. I'm your host, moderator D. Moraney, and always we coming live and direct from Big City Music Entertainment. So check this out. You know who I'm sitting here with my co-hosts, and this episode, special episode, we're doing the best of. Now, a lot of times people do best ofs. It's really snippets and clips of their show or you know, segments or whatever. But we're not going to do that. We're going to talk the best of in the hip-hop genre. So we're first going to go ahead before I let my co-hosts introduce themselves, and I'll go ahead and gonna say the cat in the gray, but both of y'all got different tones of gray on. But I'll go ahead and kick it off to my man to my left.
Man, it's your boy Sean Capone, the greatest rapper never known, a.k.a. Barvin Lewis, keeping these baby mamas clueless.
Barvin Lewis. So is that Marvin Lewis? You the baby mama sir. Coach?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The baby mama coach?
The baby mama coach.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Ask Barvin Lewis over here.
I think he got contact.
You said he think he got contact. So that's Sean Capone and his barism of the week. Let us know if that was dope or not. Next, my guy to my right, my Mel of my ace, the one and only.
King OG in the building. You already know. Sir Smoke a lot.
For real, for real. He rolled like a, what is that, like a, how many inches was that?
It was about 12 grams, about a foot long.
Yeah.
Four kind of OGs and a little bit of wax.
Ridiculous. And he's still functioning. So, with that said, you know where you can always find us, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, all of that, of course, overtimehustling.com. You know, you can find us there as well. But let's get into this, fellas. So the first conversation we're going to have tonight is best rapper from Chicago. Who wants to go ahead and open that up?
Best rapper from Chicago.
Yeah, in your opinion.
And
let me clarify. We're not talking about lyricists. We're not talking about, you know, we're just talking about rapper. So that encompasses pretty much everybody. You know what I mean? So I had a list up earlier, and I just threw a whole bunch of cats in together. Took a little heat, you know, in one of the groups of sidebar for that. But, you know, I wanted to make sure that we had everybody in there. So we had cats from, like, G, Herbo to, you know, Common or, you know, Lupe. So
you got to put Common and Twista at the top of the list, right off top, just off of respect. And then you kind of can work it down from there.
So let's talk about Common and Lupe. Why are they at the top of the list?
Lupe.
What is the reason? I mean, Common and Twister. My bad.
Turbo.
Yeah, my bad. Common and Twister. So why are they at the top of the list?
Common is that he's that like the hip hop, you know, the MC's MC, and Twister is like the street MC. So you know, it's kind of two different worlds, but they kind of like set the standard for Chicago with the projects and their catalogs and, you know, just the stamp that they made in hip hop for Chicago. You know what I mean?
Both of them, at one time, and maybe still, are accepted in the underground, but at the same time, still have mainstream accolades, successes that they can both boast about. So, Sime, who you got?
Well, I'm pretty much with Guns, but what do y'all think about Kanye?
I don't.
Do you? Is he not a rapper? He's just an artist.
He's an artist because I think so many cats have written.
He don't deserve
for him.
To be on the list.
Yeah, you know.
He don't deserve to be on the list.
Yeah, I don't really think so. Just based on him being, that's like a Drake. Drake and Kanye are that same dude. So when you have these MC or rapper discussions, you know that you really are not, there's really no credibility other than the success of what both have done. That's the only thing that validates them. But, you know, once you get past that, then you just talk about overall skill and, you know, lyricism and, you know, just their presence on the mic. You know, there's other guys who, you know, have been, had hit much greater levels of doing that. So that's my opinion on Kanye. So I flubbed earlier. I said Lupe. So let's talk about Lupe. Is Lupe not deserving of that crown? A lot of cats that I posted this question, you know, on social media, a lot of them were very pro Lupe. So, you know, is Lupe, you can argue with, you know, kick, skate, push. He hit that barometer of, you know, of success with that track, you know, and he's accepted for his lyricism, and, you know, some say he's the Midwest Nas, you know what I mean? So why isn't Lupe getting that respect?
I think because he don't come off as a tough guy. That's why.
Yeah, so because he's image. He's out in the field practicing, you know, his life skills,
Shaolin techniques, and
so because he's doing shit like that,
he's into different shit that's out of the typical nigga realm. Like, you know, like it's certain shit that, you know, the stereotype box, like black dudes play basketball, rap, and do such and such, and then like niggas can't do nothing else. You know that shit exists.
So I understand what you're saying. So you think that's why he's not as accepted as he should be? Is that kind of the Donald Glover syndrome? Like, you know, he's a cold MC, but I don't think he'll ever get that respect from, you know, those cats that want their MCs to look a certain way and, you know, spit a certain way. You know, kind of that backlash that Andre gets, where you have cats that don't think Andre was, you know, thug enough, or he was just weird.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's so just not really. I think it's that they don't come across. Well, Dre did in the beginning, but the image is not rough enough. You know, even if you know, hip hop's been from the streets, so it's always been like some risky, like scary shit from the outside looking in. You know what I mean? Don't mean that you got to be a bust your gun type rapper, but you know, hip hop's always been like a rough scene of music, you know what I mean? It came across as rough, you know what I mean? Right. So those dudes come across as like nice, good people.
But nah, that's no good.
So some people equate that with weak or softness, you know what I mean? Not saying that's true, but some people put that in the same box. And that affect how they look at your music too.
What do you want to say about that, Sign?
That's not true. Because it's a bunch of soft motherfuckers that's winning in 2017. You think Kendrick is threatening somebody and shit? Get the fuck out of here.
But do you think Kendrick has a soft label?
No, nigga. Like, I don't
think
Kendrick's point.
Soft as but is he tougher than Lupe? You know what I mean? Like, come on. Come on, dude. No. The motherfuckers are spraying their thumbs thumb wrestling. You know what I mean? Like, come on,
no,
bro.
No, but how many people are fucking scared of Kendrick? So yeah, exactly. What the fuck are we talking about?
Nobody.
So are you referring to someone like a Chance who's from Chicago? We'll tie that back into the conversation. Chance has had commercial success. He is respected, you know, on the main.
They
on
don't
the,
give
on the
respect
underground
because
level to some
they like,
point.
Came, niggas what can't relate.
He got a Grammy. He
no,
got
I'm
respect.
Talking about by the real hip hop, the real core, the people that really matter, not the masses. I'm talking about the culture. They don't get accepted because they don't come off rough enough, and dudes be like, "Oh, he's soft." I ain't fucking with that soft shit. Even though he can rap, I'm not into that type of shit. So they get overlooked automatically. You missed the whole fucking point that I was talking about.
Yeah, the music business is very sometimey-wimey when you're a signed artist, you know, especially when they choose to make you hot in this new climate of music. When they choose to position you somewhere, when they choose to get your music somewhere, you know, if you're not the person that they're picking, and this is a horrible, horrible example, but if you're not Iggy Azalea, now, versus when Iggy was Iggy back then, it was everywhere. Now, she's on Instagram showing, you know, booty and all this kind of craziness just to get attention because the label's not fucking with her. Now, the culture will hold you down regardless. You're going to do your sales. You're going to do your tours regardless if the culture's fucking with you. So if you don't have the culture fucking with you and you just got the music business fucking with you, then yeah, you asked out.
Exactly. You know, you can do numbers, but you still not be respected.
Right. So I also think Common is the best rapper in the Chi-Town. I mean, he has maybe three classic records to me. I think B is a classic.
Common have one of the most solid catalogs as an MC in hip hop. Period.
I got it. Yeah.
Chicago.
No, I know. Period. We're just saying just
and
for this.
And that nigga, he ate Cube in a battle. Nigga, how many niggas can say that shit?
And he's a cat that hit.
Go Google, you young motherfuckers.
He's a cat that hit Drake with the Canada Dry line.
Drake
too.
Didn't
that
want
was
it
cold.
Either. He never ran from a battle.
But I think Common, in my opinion, is that dude when it comes to rapping, MCing in, you know, Chicago. You know, Kanye, in a popular vote, will probably get that, you know, just based off him being Kanye. But Common has been doing it way longer than Kanye. If there wasn't a Common, as far as bringing that, being part of a sound in Chicago at that time, maybe there isn't a Kanye, no Kanye much, you know, much later, you know. So to me, it's Common. Guns, you said it was either Common or Twista. Sign, you said it was.
No, I'm going Common.
You going Common as well? Okay.
I think that Common, I put Common, I enjoy him more than Twista, but it's two different worlds. So yeah. Twista is right up there. I think Twista with the, far as like, the technicality of the rhymes, he's better word for word than Common, but I enjoy Common's songs overall better than I enjoy Twista's songs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, as far
they're better in different areas to me. I like them for different reasons. Depend,
yeah, if you want the technicality of the flow, then of course Twista got it. But then if you want the depth of, you know, who's saying
all around artistry, content, then Common takes it.
Who's deeper in content? Yeah. Then, you know, obviously Common.
You think we'll ever get a Common Twister Kanye record, or has there been a Common Twister Kanye record?
Matter of fact, they both.
I would look for it. I mean,
I would definitely check for it.
Both of their debut albums was named the same thing.
Who was that?
Common and Twister.
Common was what? Can I Borrow a Dollar? Wasn't it?
No, like the original.
What's the name of that original?
What was the name of that original? Fuck, I forgot the name. I'm high as shit right now.
No, we can come back to that. We can definitely come back to that. But okay, so we going with Common, that dude from Chi-Town.
And Juice. Don't forget it. Mm-hmm. MC Juice.
Okay.
Wake Up Show Juice.
Wake Up Show Juice.
One of the dopest MCs. He was outshining M at that time.
Yeah, Juice was dope. I don't think musically, though, I'm not hip really to his catalog. I remember
he don't
him.
Really have a catalog.
I remember him
I think he got a deal and he came with a project, but it didn't work out.
I'm sure
out.
He did, because Cats back in them days was getting signed off the Wake Up Show. You know what I mean?
Matter of fact, he beat Eminem in that Rap Olympics battle in L.A. that he was the one that won.
Exactly. And then M went to Stardom on that. So, Juice definitely has his ties.
He was right there. Him, Tech N9ne.
Someone online said Bump J. You know what I mean? You can't.
Bump J is one of the older heads that did his thing.
I mean, he's dope as fuck too.
If he wouldn't have went
saying,
to jail,
he's got a lot of catching up to do. When we're talking about again, Common, who might have, like I said, he might have three classic records. I think B is classic. Was it like Water for Chocolate?
Like Water for Chocolate.
That
and
was a classic.
Fucking Resurrection.
Resurrection was a classic.
No fucking no. Damn, he got some more too.
I'm trying to think. What are we missing?
Man, one day it all makes sense.
Oh yeah, one day it all makes sense. There you go.
The ones with moms on the cover.
That's four. That's one where she's in the hat.
He probably got five, six.
No, but I'm just saying, solid. I don't think anybody can debate. Common has four classic albums, and cats don't talk about that a lot.
Yeah,
that's what's crazy. You hear cats always throw their top tens and 15s. Common is mad slept on. You know what I mean?
It's a few cats in the industry that get left out like that. That they vets and catalog, lyrics, all around artistry,
so
and they get left out.
When we talk the top 10, who else is getting left out, in your opinion, guys?
Chicago? Or are you talking
about... No, just period hip hop. Like the comments that normally don't get the respect. Oh,
nigga. Pharaoh. Pharaoh Monch.
Pharaoh Monch, okay.
Busta Rhymes. Never get mentioned in no top 10 nothing in New York. That's fucked up.
So how many classes does Busta have?
It's too many. He probably got just as many as Common. He got one of the most solid catalogs, too.
Think so? Okay.
Hits, crossover records, underground records. Yeah. Nigga, not one defeat in the battle of hip-hop, nigga.
Yeah. Hey, good. Yeah, you know what? Busta is mad slept.
Busta? Yeah. Come on now. It's a few of them. You can go on. It's a few cats. Like, they just don't get their mention. Redman finally getting mentioned now.
Yeah, Redman's kind of come back. I like the fact that he's coming out.
He finally starting to get mentioned now. You know what I mean?
It's hard for Thought, man. I would really like Thought to drop a solo record.
I think that the Roots as a group overshadowed his capability as an MC.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but he's...
They're so huge.
They're mad successful.
They're worldwide. They're like, so...
Yeah, it's good, man, because I remember, listening to the first record, man, and getting introduced to that sound, man. And you would never think that years later, these cats would be on late night TV, and commercials and, dropping... y'all saw the slave shit that they did, like Schoolhouse Rock. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
That shit was dope. But dropping shit like that, man, props to the Roots, man. They definitely are legends in the game, man. And Black Thought is probably one of the most slept on MCs. It was nice to get a solo record, but I just don't think that'll ever happen.
You know, Most don't get his credit, too.
Most don't either. Most is up there.
AZ?
AZ is up there, maybe not top 10, but
no, AZ I'm not saying top 10, but like
AZ doesn't get the credit
when you
deserves,
when you go region, you have to put him in there. Right. Like you go New York, MC's 90s boom bap, you can't put Nas and Jay-Z in there without putting AZ in there.
You can't forget to put Kool G Rap in that conversation.
Yeah, Kool G don't get mentioned. Yeah.
You know, in New York is just a hard region. If you were really gonna go ahead and break that down,
you got to go era.
Right.
You got to go era because like you know what I mean. Like I can't. I have to put it in regions and eras, and whether it's overground or underground, I can't just say top 10. This and period. So
check this out real quick. So the homie Ralph from the Oversaturated podcast, we were discussing some shit in a group hip hop wise, and they said it'd be dope if you put together like a group tournament, almost like the NCAA. So you have a West Coast bracket. So let's say us three came up with the West Coast bracket, and who just had a show where we're discussing who's going to come out the bracket, and then another podcast, in the Midwest or whatever. So, Ralph and them, they do their 16 and show to see who comes out that. Mm-hmm. And then you have the folks from the Eastern bracket. So you have different podcasts, hosts.
Basically to break it down to the final bracket.
And then get down and discuss it that way. I think that would definitely be some dope shit. Yeah. So if you're listening and you're down to do this, holler at us. We can. It'd be
doper if we broadcasted it at the same time somehow. Boom, boom. Like
a simulcast type of thing.
Same time.
Like we're all on one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you could make that. You could definitely. I'm not the most savviest cats. I know there's some cats out there.
Some kind of
that are super tech savvy cat that can put
it.
To,
you stream it and split it. And,
yeah. We only been doing this a few months. So, But yeah, no, that's dope. We're definitely down for that. So let's talk about soundtracks. And in accordance with the best of show, let's talk about best hip hop soundtrack. We'll start with you, Mr. Music Man, Sal Capone. Who you got?
To me, the best soundtrack, personally, my favorite and probably the best produced soundtrack is Above the Rim. I think Above the Rim.
I knew he was going to say that.
Yeah. Above the Rim was a dope ass album.
That shit was just. I don't even think they knew how great it was gonna be. They was just doing their thing, and it just came out that way.
It was just, It was you had a young hungry artist on there.
Everybody had already dropped too.
Jodeci was on fire.
Didn't like Dre, Snoop, and Dog Pound had dropped at that time, huh?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so everybody was feeling themselves. Yeah.
They were all in their prime, early primes, trying to do their thing. So, yeah, that's a hard one to top. Is there one that can top Above the Rim? I thought the show was pretty dope.
What's the name was hard. The show was hard. Menace to Society was hard. It had some classics on it.
Yeah, Menace was cool.
It had a cool.
Menace was cool. Why are you laughing, Son?
It wasn't.
You don't think Menace was a dope record?
No, you only gave me the stink face. It ain't
really. It wasn't all hip hop though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But the hip hop on there was solid. You know what I mean. You had UGK.
Yeah.
Fucking MC8 with a classic record. Yeah. You know, it was a lot of shit on there.
No, that was a dope record. I don't know why you started laughing.
I see your face.
Above the Rim, and then Menace.
What about Murder Was the Case?
That was a hard one too.
Murder Was the Case.
That was a hard one.
Death Row was killing. Death Row was killing it.
Was that Daz was doing the production at the time?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Daz was Superfly. Yeah.
They.
I like the Boys in the Hood soundtrack.
Yeah, they were. Yep, that was dope.
That was dope. And it was like
Camp Too Short.
It was diverse too. It had rapping, singing, East Coast, West Coast, all like that was dope. I can't really think of too much other.
The New Jersey Drive shit was kind of whack because it had the like radio disc, and then it had the more harder core disc or whatever. So
the Juice soundtrack. Yeah. Hey.
Juice was hard.
For that time?
Yeah.
That was hard. That Naughty by Nature song for the title track?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that was a hard soundtrack.
What about Belly?
Belly was a good one. I don't know about a great one. I don't remember.
Oh, it did have the song with X, Nas, and all them on there. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Belly was a dope one.
It had a couple tracks on there.
What else was another soundtrack? Jay Has Streets was watching. That was cool.
What y'all we kind of brushed on American Gangster with Jay.
With Jay, if you call that a soundtrack.
But that's not, that wasn't.
That was a dope album though.
I really wasn't feeling that album.
No, you weren't? Why not?
That was a time to where I was just done with Jay-Z. I just didn't want to hear shit he had to say.
You was done with him on the speedboat slinging Bud Light or whatever the fuck he was slinging.
After Saint-Tropez and all that, nigga. I was like, get the fuck off of my stereo, my Walkman, my phone, nigga, my tape deck, my reel-to-reel, nigga. Oh,
damn. Jay got it like that, huh?
Nigga say Lil Jay in my presence now. Fuck.
So, all right, shit, what other soundtrack? I feel like we're missing Friday. What about Friday?
Friday had some shit.
Yeah.
It had some
crap. It had some shit.
Yeah. Fuck, what else was out there, man? Yeah. What Master P? Master P had some flicks.
It was, but we probably don't look at them the same way, but it was a lot of, like, underground shit that was big as fuck.
Oh, that's
like
true too.
Fucking 3-6 had all them Choices movies with the soundtracks and shit. Master P. Yeah. It was a lot of niggas that put out their own movie with the soundtrack that did something shit. It was a lot of shit like that.
That was back in the day, man.
The independent game was crazy back then.
It was. Definitely. Imagine if at that time they would have had the technology of today. They'd have been killing it. Because they would have been out on the forefront of it, where the industry wouldn't have been able to take it away, because the industry came in and swooped and took the internet away from cats as quick as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They took it out as quick as possible. If they would have been able to have access to that when their hustle was there.
Fucking huge right now. In hip-hop, they still is doing their thing. You just made me think about that era.
Who?
Nigga, Luke.
Luke? Oh, yeah.
Luke with his Luke's Freak Fest video, big-ass VHS tapes.
I'm
going to
tell you right now, Pitbull is doing his best Luke impersonation. That's who he is.
Nah. And
yeah. Go back. Listen to a lot of them little hit records. He got some Two Live Crew little line in there.
It is the same kind of vibe. It's just the production with the Latin thing on top of it.
Yeah,
it's
the Latin thing and the pop thing. It's different.
Well, but he grew up on that shit.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, though. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't know if he's ever paid homage to him.
Yeah.
But you got to show love to Luke off that shit.
Luke, a lot of cats. Who do you think discovered him?
No, I understand that. But I'm saying since then, I haven't seen nothing. And maybe they just, you know, they don't have that relationship.
Lord. You got to be loyal to Luke, especially
You know, all them cats, it's crazy how big they are. All them dudes started off the same way with Ross and them rapping the same typical Miami street shit. Flo Rida, Pitbull, all them Flo Rida and Pitbull was on some street shit talking about dope and shooting and hustling when they first came out.
Right.
I remember.
That's crazy.
On mixtapes, on DJ Drama and shit like that.
Yeah, now they're writing borderline country ballads and shit.
Because
it's crazy.
They tried them records and the success was so big, they like, it don't make
no
sense.
No, I totally understand that. I'm just saying from where they started to where they're at now, a lot of times you never think that would happen. So props to them. It's just crazy to me when I hear the shit.
Go listen to their first albums. The content gonna be a little different.
Well, I remember when Pitbull had the dreads or whatever. Yeah, he was on some Grammy shit. Yeah, I remember that. Flo Rida, I don't go back that far with. But Simon, what'd you want to say?
No, I'll just say that, like, with these cats crossing over into that lane, I think they opened the floodgate to Miami. And I think execs and shit started going over to Miami to open these cats.
Oh yeah, And then Khaled was down there at that time and all that.
So, that's why they flipped the styles up. And
fuck
all that.
Terror Squad, Joe ran down there. Fuck, linked up with him. You know what I mean? Baby moved down there. Nigga, like
cats that were out-of-towners that came down there and set up shop for a minute.
It was hot like how Atlanta is hot right now. Yeah, for a minute, everybody was running to Miami.
Everybody in Atlanta right now.
Yeah, man. Hey. That's where, you know, that's where this industry, that's where the black industry is right now, you know, is Atlanta. That's where, you know, that's where it's popping.
It's the hip hop right
now. That's where they at doing their thing, and you got to respect it. You know what I mean? They are creating the culture as much as you like it or not. That's where the shit right now is being birthed from. Yeah. And so, you know. Let's talk about that really quick, because I was going to touch on this. I know this is supposed to be the best of show. What do you think about Pete Rock and Flocka?
Pete Rock and Flocka?
Oh, you haven't heard this?
Fuck you mean, Pete Rock and Flocka?
So Flocka was getting interviewed and said he was tired of old heads putting down the young heads.
Oh, what he said on what he
heads.
Said on
it was some shit. Yeah.
I watched all the Flocka interviews. Yeah, the recent ones.
So he said that. So Pete Rock shot back like, "Listen, young head, you need to go ahead and respect the elders." You know, basically Pete went in.
Pete been on one lately.
Yeah, Pete went
you
in.
You see
on
how
one.
He went in on Jay Electronica?
I seen that too.
Boy, oh boy.
So Waka came back and said, "You don't want to catch this fade, old man." And Waka went crazy on him.
Waka said that to Pete Rock?
Yes. Said that shit today. I was like, what?
Whoa. Hold on, partner.
So, what happens?
See?
Does this come to a head? Do we see this coming?
Waka is Waka, you know what I mean? But at the same time, that's Pete Rock. Nigga, it's niggas that's gonna stand up. Pete ain't gotta do shit, nigga.
Yeah, I ain't been on Twitter all day, so I don't know
nigga,
if some shit's
it's whole
shit's
boroughs
that'll up.
Stand up for Pete Rock, my nigga, and then, like, come on.
That's just
disrespectful. Flocka should have held his tongue.
That's his point. You know what I'm saying? Is that he being disrespectful. You know what I mean?
He should have held his tongue.
Got it messed up.
So because he's Pete Rock and Flocka is Flocka, Flocka can say nothing to Pete Rock.
No,
even if
not
Pete Rock
that. Not
disrespects
that.
Him.
Not to get fezzy. Or you know
how you go from
point,
how you
mean?
Go from debating to just watch what you say like he just nigga like putting his input as an OG.
Right. And you know if I didn't
and then
get,
you just go straight to physical nigga.
That's
basically like shut up, bitch, nigga. I beat your ass.
I don't know if Pete said anything that made Waka as far as you know. I don't know if Pete you know said hey Flocka, I'll beat your ass. I don't know if he said that. But what I saw was Flocka was like, you don't want to catch this fade. You're too old to catch this fade. So I don't know who brought up fading. But my point is, Flocka should have held his tongue.
Flocka shouldn't have did that.
Even if Pete said, I know you don't want to catch a fade.
Yeah, but it's
that's totally different.
Hold on.
Man,
y'all talking.
That's totally different, though. That's totally different if Pete jump from hip hop debate to some physical shit, nigga. Street shit is street shit. You get knocked the fuck out, nigga. Cool Herc can get it, nigga. If he say the wrong shit,
he said Cool Herc can get it.
Man, I don't. Man, nobody don't give a fuck about all that. When you get disrespect, is disrespect, bro. You know what I mean? Like vice versa, they'll do that shit to somebody else. One of these young artists, they said the wrong shit to him. These older cats will slap the shit out of one of these young dudes if they said the wrong shit. So it applies. Like, man, you just don't go around disrespecting people. Like, I understand Flocka standing on it. He want to stand for the young generation. But, nigga, You went too far with that one.
So I'm going to read directly from Pete he Rock's too far account, The Real Pete Rock on IG. So he posted this up on sometime this week. I'm horrible on social media. Sorry, I can't give you the date and time. But so Pete Rock says, I'm going to defend my older heads and tell you you're not equal. Be as disrespectful as you want. You're not doing what we did, haven't accomplished what we have accomplished. Our generation didn't experiment with pills or syrup or anything synthetic. It's already written in history. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Hip Hop Hall of Fame, and museums. Where are you at in any of that? The problem is y'all never had respect from the jump. We are the reason you're who you are and do whatever it is you're doing. Pay homage to who was here before you. Problem is also y'all want to accept music that don't move nothing but the young. When you making music, it's to inspire everyone, just not your era. And so he called him a cornball. He said, that's corny, bro. Just make better music and spit like an MC. Y'all different, but nothing of what Nas, KRS, Kanye, Jay-Z, or any official rappers has ever taught you. Why say something about your generation? Because you're simply not making heart and soul music, young nigga. The old head rant is corny. Old heads are special, and I just think y'all can't do what we did. Salute, and they tagged him at Waka Flocka.
Yeah, so now Waka Flocka is stepping out of boundaries, man. He didn't say nothing. Nothing.
I agree with most of it, but he's a goddamn liar talking about they didn't do nothing synthetic. Nigga, like, nigga. Nigga Juicy and all them niggas of y'all generation, nigga. So it was a lot of cocaine and surf and all kind of shit going on. It just wasn't on mainstream TV and radio.
It wasn't in the music. It wasn't part of the culture.
Yes, it was. It was.
It wasn't part of the culture. It was part of the culture.
It's always been a part of the culture.
It's part of the culture as far as one of the negative things, but it wasn't part of the culture that the culture let everybody else know was part of the culture.
No, no, you know what I mean? No, no, you're wrong. It was a part of the culture.
Man, when you were a youngster, you knew that LL Cool J was a cokehead? Did you know that?
No, but I'm not saying that.
He wasn't saying that on record. It wasn't promoted.
Yes, it was.
Okay,
it just wasn't.
In what way?
Look, let me break it down. It wasn't promoted on our coast like that. In the South, in the Midwest and shit like that, pills, lean and all that shit ain't fucking new. Lean came from the old heads. They used to sip lean in Boone's Farm in Texas, the OG niggas. Pulling up in Thunderbird before they got to mixing it with juice. They went from wine coolers to sodas. Where you think the young niggas got it from?
Guns, go ahead. Shout out your peoples in Texas. Go ahead. Shout out
they already know that. That's the second home. I ain't even got to do that. But nigga, like, it's always been a part of the culture away from here. Now that the spotlight is on the South, now it's a mainstream commercial thing since that took over the industry.
You know what?
It's always been there. You think one day niggas just woke up in the South and just start popping pills and sipping lean? Fuck no. That shit been there.
No, I dig
that. It been there. It's just that they running the South is the force of the hip-hop industry right now, and their culture is not just in the South. It's everywhere, worldwide. So now it's just everybody able to see it. You got the internet and all this shit. But like, shit, if you had family in the South and you was going since the 90s and shit, they've been on the same shit.
Yeah, okay.
Same shit.
I definitely give you that. So best soundtrack, what do we say? Above the Rim, nothing is coming close to that.
Yeah, that goes up there. I can't really think of nothing that go against that shit.
That's cool. So before we get into our final topic, we're going to go ahead and...
Oh. Gang-related.
Gang-related?
Gang-related has some cuts on there. That was a good one.
Okay.
Not all of it, but it had some cuts.
It wasn't above the rim, but Gang-related was another one.
No, I'm not saying it wasn't above the rim, but it was a classic one. It had some classics on there.
Yeah.
Tech N9ne's first track was on that standout one on that one.
Yeah, the Questions.
Yeah, the Questions track.
Had so many questions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. It had some shit on there.
Had some heat on there.
That kind of disappeared from hip hop. There is no more soundtracks, really. Like,
not really. I mean, unless it's a movie that, you know, was an animated movie, or you know, there's a singer, you know, when these Disney kids or one of these reality, well, not reality, but when these chicks who sing and act mm-hmm. type chicks are tied to it, then there might be a soundtrack. But soundtracks used to be a staple back in our our generation, for mm-hmm. sure. So real quickly, December 8th, Overtime Hustling Showcase, Maywood at Bricks, Guns. You're going to have, was it Prop 215 Friendly? Is that what the youngsters are calling it? Guns going to have some free weed. I'm just going to be blunt about it.
Yeah.
So you're going to be giving out some of that King OG?
Yeah. Fresh off the motherfucking press, I'm going to have some wax, some edibles, you know. A little bit of, actually, like some little gift bags for the first 50 cats. And, you know, if you somebody, you might get a bag.
If you somebody, well, you know what? Somebody is hosting the show, and that's Slink Johnson.
Shout out to Smoke Yours Crew.
Yeah, Smoke Yours Crew.
I'm gonna come Slink. And smoke yours, crew.
Slink, aka Black Jesus. He's gonna be in the house. He's gonna be co-hosting that. You have a performance, special performance by the Smoke Yours Crew as well. Low DZ and Defunk 420. I'm gonna be co-hosting just a little bit. Park Boys. That's Jay Gunna, King OG, and Cy Capone. For those of y'all that don't know, Park Boys will be performing that night as well. Man, we got a Skinny Kenny in the house. We got Familiar who's going to be in the house. Shout out to Debro Records on that. Trying to think of some other guys that we got in the house. Man.
Play-Doh Camp.
Oh, Play-Doh Camp's going to be in the house again.
We got what?
G-Web. So them. G-Web, yes.
Titus, G-Web. Cali Clean.
Oh, yeah, Cali Clean Entertainment's going to be in the house.
Who
it's going to be a good night. So if you're in Southern California, come out to Bricks and Maywood. I think doors open about 8 o'clock. 420 Friendly Patio. Shout out to Virtual Wonder, who's going to have some of his artwork in the house. So you'll be able to exhibit, you know, look at a couple pieces or whatnot, see a fire ass showcase with some really good artists, and hang out. We've invited a lot of people. Hopefully, we'll come out. You know, so it's really just mingling, chilling with, you know, artists doing their thing. So, you know, definitely support that. For more information, go to overtimehustling.com. Issue 14 is out right now with, who's on the cover of 14?
14, what? I'm totally lost right now. Conway and Benny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Griselda's on the cover. Conway and Benny are on that joint. Yeah.
That's what 30-inch blunts do to y'all.
Marijuana affects the short-term memory.
Yeah, big ups to Griselda. They're on there doing their thing. And,
yeah, I fuck
Hollywood
with the whole
Show-Off is on the... Hollywood Show also on the other cover, so big shout-outs to both of them, man.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into tonight's final question. Greatest double LP, double disc, doesn't even have to be a double LP in hip-hop history is. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to start with you here, Mr. Son Capone. What'd you say? Who are you tonight? You are a Bari who?
Oh, man, Y'all got me secondhand smoke here and shit.
Contact,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, okay. Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis. So coach us on why whatever you about to say is the best double CD or double disc.
For me, it made the biggest impact. It changed the game. Permanently. I mean, it started everything and it ended everything. And I mean, we're at the point of where we are.
But always
I mean,
comes back to this.
What's that?
Go ahead. Say who you're going to say. We always got
to
come back.
No, you just said why. Yeah, okay, you so want me to tell you who?
Yeah, I know who you're going to say, but go ahead. Say who you're going to say.
Nah, it's got to be All Eyes on Me. All Eyes on Me.
I knew it. Pac fan in the building. All Eyes on Me is the greatest double disc ever.
All the production, all the producers that were working with that. All the talent at that time. I mean, we just talked about the greatest soundtrack, right. You know what I mean, which was Above the Rim, which was produced by who? Death Row. And then the second greatest soundtrack we were talking about was Murder Was the Case.
Okay, that's debatable.
You know, debatable, but it's still in that conversation.
Okay.
So, I mean, this with the All Eyes on Me, I mean, shit, it's the most sold record ever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? As far as hip hop, it's the highest selling hip hop record ever.
All right. If you say so, I don't have the facts, but okay.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, with the production, anytime you
So production and sales make it the best double disc ever. That's your point.
No, not production itself. No.
Okay.
No. And the movement. I mean, that shit had the West Coast on lock. Like the West Coast, that was at its peak.
Okay.
And shit, that opened.
So let me ask you this. So the peak of the West Coast was All Eyes on Me. Then what was Machiavelli?
Machiavelli was released after Pac was gone. So
right. So what was Machiavelli?
What do you mean?
I like Machiavelli better than the double disc.
No, of course.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're saying that this was Pac's peak, but Pac's peak is really Machiavelli.
No, because he's dead. How are you going to peak when you're dead, motherfucker? You know what I mean?
Like, so you can't count Machiavelli as an album because he's dead? So,
No, at his peak, as far as he wasn't alive to promote Machiavelli. There was no...
So we're not talking about that. We're talking about what was better musically.
What do you mean?
Was Machiavelli not better than All Eyes on Me musically to you?
But Machiavelli is not in this double disc conversation. So that's irrelevant what we're talking about.
No, it's not. Because what I'm saying is you said that...
That was his peak.
That was his peak. And I'm saying I definitely disagree with that. So by saying that, that means that Machiavelli doesn't have the impact.
That's the West Coast peaks. That's not Pac's peak. I'm saying that's the West Coast peak.
Okay. Yeah, he had to clear that one up real quick.
So Machiavelli is the greatest.
You hate Pac, bro.
No, I'm trying to have you clarify something. I knew you were going to come here today. I knew we were going to say Tupac. And that's cool. That's your pick. A lot of people believe that that's the best record. Definitely. I don't like that Death Row Pac. I'm not feeling it. To me, it was fake. We talked about this before. It wasn't real. It wasn't authentic. You know what I mean? He did what he had to do in that situation.
But we're talking about a record, you know what I mean, as far as what was the best double disc.
Right. And to me, knowing that
was your number one.
Oh, okay. People going to laugh. I was going to go last, but...
D-Won, his favorite is Sweat and Suit, nigga.
Sweat and Suit. That's crazy. Shout out to Nelly. No, honestly, my favorite double disc that I think is the best is the TRU.
You over here bad-mouthing Pac.
What do you mean bad-mouthing Pac?
Squirrel, nigga.
TRU is timeless, bro. The feds only
I know that
Smoking Green.
Smoking Green. Oh,
man.
Classic. Nigga, classic. Candy, nigga.
That's just hard. Nigga. Candy.
It was at a ghetto game. Girl, you would understand if you was from the ghetto.
If
you said,
if the feds only knew, what about...
Pop goes my nine.
That was hard. Classic.
That's a classic. I am ashamed. Fucking
classic. Why are you ashamed? Why are you hating on classic, that? That is a classic.
I'm going to go home and play that shit.
Man, that shit was hard. And you know what? I'm missing some songs, and I know people are like, oh, man, you're forgetting this, you're forgetting that. Because, mm-hmm. man, that's a banger.
Well,
Beats by the Pound got off on that.
The one
Dick got off on that.
They had E-40 and Be Legit on that one. So remember,
man, this shit too strong.
Man, you know what? I've been that for ever since your brother Eric Shine introduced me to that album. I used to hate Master P up to that point because he rhymed to me like a leprechaun. I hated that crack house shit. Mm-hmm. But when I heard this,
about 99 ways.
Yeah,
huh?
When I heard this, I was like, man,
who's lying, this? D, you're lying, bro. Come on, that's your
lying?
Favorite.
Yes, that's my
double
favorite.
Disc, double disc.
Yes.
Name me four songs on disc one and four songs on disc two.
I just named a gang of songs. I don't know it like that.
But that's
he
your
always
favorite.
Try to put niggas on the spot. Yeah. Go right now. If you can't name
it,
then
just because it's your favorite don't mean you gotta play it every single day.
It's people
when you listen
to
shit diversely, when you listen to different music.
Title tracks. You listen to music, you don't know the name of the song that you probably like. Just everybody ain't we ain't even gonna talk about remembering shit.
Look, we'll say this. If you listen to a lot of music, you know, you're not going to be like, oh, you know, this, that, or whatever. That's some stuff that's it's in rotation all the time. But when asked, what is your favorite? I'm going to say, this is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. But if it's a better record, isn't more songs going to stick with you on that record?
I just named like eight, but I can't tell you off disc one or disc two. You swear, like, I still got the CDs. the music when I listen to it is either from a YouTube joint or whatever. So I don't, you know, it just plays and I just listen, or I listen to try to catch that shit on Pandora or whatever.
Oh, I can pull it up.
You know, simple.
Yeah, all right, Joe. What's your favorite Guns that we only know three tracks on?
Me personally,
hold on. Give me track 10 on disc one of All Eyes on Me.
Give you track 10.
Yeah,
no, I don't go know.
Right, well, this is the same shit you said to me.
Doing. Yeah, you putting it on the hot seat. Like, just remember right now. Like,
that's
come
the same
on,
shit
now.
You just asked. Yeah. Give me track 16 on, you know, get the fuck out of here.
No, but I mean, like, All Eyes on Me, All Eyes on Me is on the first disc. Then, What's It Called is on the first disc.
What's It Called? You know, next. So, then, Guns, can you give us your best of double disc?
Okay. Y'all know I'm going to come way left field with some shit.
Yeah, The
Tupac, Biggies, and all, that's typical. You got that. Right. Those are classics. You got to put those up there.
Right. Not saying it's whack, but yeah.
You know, Bone Double Disc, you got to put that up there. It's certain records that you just got to give it. It is what it is. You can't debate it whether you like the shit or not. For you or not, that shit's classic. Huge. Monumental. But
too many other folks have validated it as being a dope record, so it's just like...
Some of it is just... It's just... You can't really debate it. You know what I mean? Really debate it. You can say that ain't for me, but you can't say that it ain't dope, though. You know what I mean? But,
I got you.
But I actually got two. My favorite is Yuck Mouth.
Okay.
What is it?
Thug Lord?
No. What is it? Thug Ambulation? Is that it? Thug Ambulation? I still got the disc to this day. I still got it. The one with the dedication to Pac right after Pac had died.
Okay.
And bring my mama back to life. That one, the one where he's talking about his family and all that shit about his pops dying from AIDS and all that album right there.
I'm not hip to that. You got to shoot
that album
to me.
Right there. Oh my fucking god! Classic.
Okay.
Classic. Oh, like, nigga, that's the one that made me put Yuck like as one of my top West Coast MCs, period. Because
Yuck has been underrated for years.
Yeah, yeah. And that shit was scorching to me. And then...
So that's the first. What's the second?
I enjoyed that, the last UGK before Pimp, right when Pimp passed. A lot of people forgot about that one.
What was that one called?
Double Disc. They finally went platinum, too, their whole career. Mm. What was it? Fuck. I feel stupid right now because that's my group right there.
Nah, but I know what you're talking about.
What was the name of the album?
They got work, though.
What was the name of that album, though? The last album? The UGK album.
That was those are two dope records though that you just mentioned. I know a little bit about the Yuck. I'm gonna have to go ahead and check that out. Mm-hmm. Thug Annihilation, some shit. I don't know, man.
I don't know the title.
You know who would know this shit would be Mad 4. Mad 4 would know. Pooh.
Pooh would know.
Ambulation. I think that's it. Thug Ambulation. Yeah, I think that's it.
We might be
wrong. I think that's it.
We have no fact checker among us.
Yeah, you know shit.
So, we got a couple more minutes before we go ahead and close out the show. Just on some random shit. What did y'all think about the Joe Button, Jay Electronica, Joe going off on Jay Elec?
I expected Baby Mama to speak up for him when she went up there. I was waiting for that.
Right, I was waiting for him, but happened? I don't think Joe really had that same energy. He was like, what's going on?
The Queen.
What's going on with Jay
Electronica?
See how she's going,
Bless. You keep leaning over here.
What are you doing to these men? You know, I was expecting him to, you know. So, let's say, on some fantasy hip-hop shit, Elec throws a shot at Buttons. Buttons throws that.
You hear what he said? He said he a rap... fucking Jay Electronica under the table or some shit like that. Like, don't
do you believe that? King OG, aka Jay Gunna,
that would be
head.
A
do
good
you believe
one.
That?
I can't just say I do. I fuck with Joe. Joe can rhyme.
Joe can rhyme.
Joe can really fucking rhyme. I thought he was trash all these years. I still pump it
up.
Yeah,
cause you
nigga.
Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Ruin
nigga.
Joe Button for
you,
right?
You don't know how many people you turned off with that record, nigga. Yeah. I don't even know why you still bring that shit up, nigga. Yeah.
Well, it was cold blooded.
That's the only thing to bring.
Well, it was cold blooded because on the show that him and Academics have every day struggle, Joe was like, you know what my biggest fear is before I die? Or, and he's like, yeah, that they'll play Pump It Up at Your Funeral. Oh.
Didn't he say something about pump it up too, some shit, nigga?
Yeah, he be sneak dissing. Yeah. He be sneak dissing. But so who would win that if there was a battle between, again, hip hop fantasy shit, Electronica versus Buttons? Who you got, Sign Capone?
I mean, they're gonna be throwing, punch. That's like a heavyweight fight right there. Like, you know.
You know what? I have to lean towards Joe though, because only reason I say that, it's the same bracket, is lack of material from Jay. That's the only reason why.
So if it's a one shot diss, I'm going with Jay Leck. But if it's a series of disses, then I'm gonna go with Joe Budden, just for the simple fact that Joe Budden has a bigger platform right now. Jay Electronica,
but you know what the backbreaker will be?
I think that we don't know what Jay's been doing. You know what I mean?
He ain't been doing shit. He got married to, or ain't got married, but he's messing with the Rothschild's ex-wife. So he's got paper.
Yeah, no, I know that, but his pen game wouldn't be as sharp. So I think that Joe, you know what I mean? Joe has been working as of recently. I mean, you know what I mean? Recently, in the last like 5 years. You know what I mean?
2016. Rage Against the Machine came out.
He allegedly wrote some shit for Black China. Yeah. You know, supposedly he's ghostwriting for cats.
So he's more active with the pen. So I think that if it's a one-shot pop, I would go with Joe.
I'm going to go with Joe, because one backbreaker of the whole thing would be a big factor, is the fucking beat. If Jay Electronica don't pick the right track, it's over.
But what if Jay Electronica get a Just Blaze beat and Joe got some shit?
A shady beat.
Nah, Joe.
Lenny on the beat from fucking SoundClick. You know what I mean?
Joe fuck with what's name real heavy. He did most of the production on the last project. A-Rap Music. So his shit bang. So,
but A-Rap Music, Just Blaze, A-Rap Music with some fucking quote from either Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, or, you know, some all-knowing just nigga talking about what's about to happen. Jay Elect come out doing what he do, you know what I mean?
But I'm just saying, he make grimy beats. Like, I don't know if y'all checked out Let Joe last album.
Yeah, no, I did.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He make that grimy hip-hop shit. Right. So if he come on with some shit like that, and then Jay Electronica pick something that's kind of different, not fit for war.
Right.
You know, some niggas come to...
That's true.
Some niggas come to war, nigga, and pick the wrong track. Right, like, nigga, why did you pick that fucking beat? You know what I mean?
You're definitely on point on that one.
I'm not discrediting Jay.
I think it's just a one-shot type of thing where if Jay has one record... You know, Jay drops and then Joe responds, probably going with Jay in regards to that, because I think Jay is just going to come with something that would be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But I think if it had to go over one or two songs, I think Joe is the better artist.
But it won't be that, because all the real battles of real MCs, it go 2, 3, 4 rounds. Like,
right. And Jada, I think if it Jada stretches...
Jada and Beans, you know what I mean? They did 3 or 4, and then... You know, they cut off verses on Bean's second one. You know, he had a whole nother verse, so it never ended.
I think it'd be close. I would go.
It'd be great for hip hop.
I want to say Jay because that's my guy, but I think Joe just has more visibility right now. I think if you took out Joe's popularity and was just MC against MC, I'm going with Jay Electronica. But you got to go ahead and factor in the fact that Joe's on fucking Everyday Struggle and his YouTube show. You know what I mean? And
I don't know where the fuck Jay Electronica is in an attic somewhere
in fucking England or some shit.
I don't really add that into the equation to make him have a better chance to win. I think that, like, what's name, like, they on the same level, top tier of rapping, but it's like people don't have nothing to judge Jay off of, really. You know what I mean? Like, if I had more content to listen to judge, to dissect, then maybe I would give him more credit. But since I don't, that's the only reason I don't. But I know the type of rapping that he capable of. Like, nigga, he can get on the track and spit with anybody. He can get on the track with Jay-Z and spit with Jay.
Right, he can. But so this is the thing. I think he's been gone so long with no music. People are obviously waiting for this music to come because he's being talked about now. And so if he drops something, and the first thing he drops is a diss record towards Joe Budden, it's got to be deadly as fuck.
It can't be a second round knockout.
It cannot be.
And it can't be no weak ass beat.
And it can't be 30 seconds. It can't be 45 seconds.
It can't be no back to back ass shit, right, nigga. Right. It's got to be some raw shit.
He's got to come out raw, because if he doesn't, and then Joe comes out with just an above average diss track, but with that popularity and the push and everything you're going to see. You know, it's
nigga, why you have to wake up to Beast?
Yeah, you know what I mean? academics on the intro and shit, you know.
He gonna take normal everyday life shit, nigga, and mix it in some little smart ass remarks, nigga. You know what Joe gonna do.
Yeah, so that's my point there.
He gonna use all kind of shit, so I would say if I was Jay Electronica, I would just strike for the kill if I was gonna do that. Yeah, but I don't think they go in there though. That would be dope, because we ain't seen no real lyricists spar in a long time. We seen rappers go at it, but ain't no real MCs really, some wordsmith really go at it in a long time.
Yeah, nah. I mean, that's something I think that hip hop has really been lacking. Definitely needs, you know? Definitely on like the little mainstream level or whatever, you know.
But I thought Joe won the battle against Hall of the Dunn.
You saw Joe?
I thought Joe really served him.
Joe was coming.
His attitude fucked him up with the crowd.
It was just the energy in his.
He was like, I'm bigger than this. Like, I don't need to be here type shit. It just turned people off. Right. You know what I mean? But
and then he was getting mad. Niggas wasn't filling his punchlines. Yeah. So it was kind of corny.
Being biased though.
That's the battle rap though. You watch battle rap, and I don't watch a lot of it. Shout out to you know, all the battle rap leagues, everything like that. You know.
What is that, Alcatraz, L.A. Battleground?
Oh, yeah, definitely Alcatraz, L.A. Battleground. Big ups to you, man. But that's part of battling, right? You go into, you know, almost enemy territory depending on who you know, where you battling, who you battling, right? You know what I mean?
Them niggas battle like suckers nowadays. Them niggas battle like straight suckers nowadays. That shit is so fucking Hollywood. Some of the dudes can really rap. I give it to them. But that shit is fucking weak compared to the real shit.
So when you were battling, how is it different?
Man, it was organic. It was real. You had to rap on a beat. You had to keep... It was guidelines. You know what I mean? Like, so, nigga, if you start spitting a written rap, somebody that really knows shit, like, it's written. Cut you the fuck off. Get out of here. Next.
So, but is this something different, though? Is this now
it's a sports? Whole different animal. They changed... It's like the sport's not even the same no more. I'll put it to you like this. It's like illegal graffiti compared to legal yards. That's the way that it feel.
Or would you say like real wrestling compared to the WWE?
Or backyard boxing compared to fucking on TV boxing. Like,
right.
It just ain't raw. It ain't raw. They taking a lot off of it. Okay. They got video bitches standing around for nothing and shit. Like, the fuck these bitches know about bars?
It's aesthetics.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They got sound effects. Dear, dear, dear. Like, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
I'm not going to lie. I was hyped when Mook was killing the young dude.
Loud as shit out of nowhere,
what
nigga.
What kills me is they overdo it. I've seen a couple battles where dude was like, I'm going to smack off your hat. Pull out my gun and go rat-a-tat-tat.
And I was like,
what?
And then it's like 75 million niggas with the same flow. And then they doing all these crazy-ass patterns that you couldn't do on a beat because it wouldn't add up or land in the right spot.
In the pocket.
It'll be way out of pocket. Like, it's like... Them niggas doing like an art form.
Yeah,
they doing poetry compared to real battle rap.
Definitely. I respect it. Like,
imagine when we was battling, DJ throwing a beat. You don't know what the fuck he gonna throw.
You gotta
on.
Switch over,
and you gotta catch it. All right, boom, and start rapping and be on point right then. Like,
yeah.
Nigga, let me dig in my arsenal of rhymes in my head, and I say four bars, everybody say, ooh, I stop and start over. Okay, we need this and this. I said, when I knocked his head off and he fell off and something, like, nigga.
I hate how they go back
so
and start.
It's so animated,
and
everybody got the same body language, and, you know, it's some dope cats out there, but it's like the WWF.
There's
now
a lot of dope battle rap out there. We're not dissing battle rap at all. Go listen to it. mess with it. I mess with it. I'm not a big deep into it.
I watch it.
But, you know, there's cats I know who I definitely respect. You know,
I enjoy certain things, but certain things, nigga, I be turning my nose up to. Like, that ain't how the battle scene was.
Yeah. Well, it's different. It's evolved. You know, you got cats out there killing it like Daylight. You know, Arsenal's out there, you know, killing it. You know, there's a lot of other dudes, too. There's this, I forget what his name is. He just battled Daylight. He's a Hispanic kid.
You're talking about what's his name? Cortez.
Cortez is dope.
Cortez is nice. Yeah.
You know. So there's
he
a lot.
He fell
of,
off for a while and then he came back.
Yeah. There's a lot of cats out there that are doing it. So definitely support, man. No hating whatsoever, man.
No, I'm just like weighing pros and cons between the way that we used to do it and the way they do it now. I think that just by us having guidelines and older cats to like kind of scold niggas when we did the wrong
thing.
So
hip everybody to the guidelines. What were those guidelines, if you remember them?
Like, if you couldn't freestyle, nigga, you're not in the circle. You can't rap. You can't rap. Nobody want to hear your song, nigga. Take your ass home. Go in the studio and bust that shit.
Okay, so like, so you're just talking about in the freestyle.
Like,
circle.
Like,
you
know, no, even when it comes to battle, period. Yeah. Like,
oh, so if you, so no writtens in the battle.
No writtens at all. No premeditation at all. You had to come up with everything on the spot and rap over a beat that you didn't know what beat was going to play next. And then the DJ, he'll fuck around and mix and change the beat on you.
Right.
Into another one. Wasn't no Serato or none of this bullshit. It was wax and techniques and shit. So, nigga, they in there really, like, raw. And you know, the thing about that, it created better grades of MCs. Because look at all the MCs that come from my battle generation where we was out there. Fucking Tech N9ne, Eminem, Royce da 5'9". You know, like some of the most prominent spitters, Joe Buttons, fucking Joel Ortiz. Like the spitters that's looked at the top tier right now is the battle rap niggas from that era. Mos Def, Talib, you know what I mean? Those dudes is looked at like the greats.
To your point, the current crop of rappers hasn't been able to become stars, right? Is there
rappers from my generation? Superstars, actors, movies, and everything. These niggas, they can't even make it off the internet.
Why is that?
They can't even pop on SoundCloud.
Why is that, though?
Because they don't know how to separate artistry from battle rap. It's a certain time that you got to be able to separate it.
That's so they're stuck in their mold. They're battle rap fans. Do you say that you think their battle rap fans don't want to hear them make music? They just want to hear them battle rap?
No, what it is after a certain point, I freestyle for 10, 15 years straight before I even like fuck a song. I don't want to write a song. It's that you get consumed. You get obsessed with bars. Perfect example. I think he's a dope MC. But his songs are fucking garbage to me. I hate to hear him rap on a song. Cassidy is hard. But I hate his music.
Yeah, I don't even like some of his diss records. He's offbeat.
I hate his
music. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's a good example.
Because he obsessed with bars.
Yeah, he's dope.
Bars is the more important than anything.
Legendary MC, but yeah, I don't want to hear your music.
You basically get obsessed with it where that's all you're caring about. You ain't thinking about the production. You ain't thinking about the whole like composure of the whole song as a
art. But didn't he have was he on R. Kelly's record or was R. Kelly
on
his
record? No, that was
it.
But look, I put it to you. He had hit records.
Yeah.
He had hit records. Nigga, I'm gonna get flack for this. They're probably like, nigga, you a Cassidy hater, but I fuck with Cass.
Okay.
I'm glad he smashed Disaster whack ass too. Nigga, Cassidy, every hit he had somebody else on the hook.
Okay.
Go back.
All right.
Hustler.
The Hustler
was Jay-Z's voice chopped up, repeated. Yeah. There was no Cassidy hook on there.
Yeah.
No, his voice wasn't on the hook
at all.
The fucking, what is that, hotel shit with R. Kelly?
R. Kelly.
He didn't have one word on
the
whole
thing. With the Swizz's wife or some shit like that?
Nigga, but none of the hooks.
Yeah. No, I got you. I'm just further illustrating that point.
None of the hooks.
You know what? I want to go back. You know who the fuck we didn't talk about when we mentioned Chicago? The Brat.
Oh, we skipped over her.
We didn't even talk about her.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
Mad disrespectful. We apologize.
Oh, yeah, we forgot. And, nigga, Shauna.
Shauna, too, but...
Shauna.
Shauna's on the level of the Brat.
She don't have a catalog, but when it comes to the spit, we not she talking. Was, we not talking about okay. catalog, nigga. Shit. Nigga, you put Brat and Shauna on the same track. You don't know who the fuck gonna have the hottest verse on that mother, nigga.
You
she
think it's that close, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I go with the Brat. Yeah. A little bit. I go with the Brat. Brat.
Well, you know me. I be listening more deeper than y'all. So I, true. Nigga, Shauna got the mixtape. I don't know if it ever gonna come out. Her and Twista going back and forth.
Oh, okay.
Shit, so from what I heard, she outshined Twista on the mixtape, and he even vouched for that. So
I
remember she used to be killing Luda.
She used to kill Luda. She used to kill Luda. I don't have Luda up there in my top.
No, but Luda got bars. Whether I really didn't like some of his like commercial songs, yeah. but lyric wise, Luda can really rap when he want to rap.
Yeah,
you know
he has
what
some
I mean?
Dope
so,
tracks.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't see him. He's not my top 50.
You know, yeah, it's the type of records he chooses, man. That's what it is. Yeah. Turns you off. Like, he can rap, but I'm not into that shit he talking about.
And y'all checked the new Jaden Smith. I heard it's fire. It's called Sire. Shit. I'm not lying.
I watched the video.
Hip Hop Catcher saying it was fire.
I watched the video. It's set. I give him credit. I'm not surprised that he can rap. He come from a...
Your pops is
Your
will.
Family is
Your
a...
Your pops is tight.
Your family is like he come from art.
Right.
Acting, rapping, right. all hip-hop, period, everything, both of them.
Will Smith is a dope MC, yes?
Will Smith, yeah.
Okay, Sime, do you agree on Will, that as well? Okay.
Will was dope for what he did, shit. Yeah. And I don't expect Jaden to not be able to rap, but the way that he sound, it sound like he could have been the fifth Migo and shit, nigga, after Rich
so
the
you
Kid
talking about the
shit.
One where he was breakdancing in front of the Lamborghini or whatever? Yeah. I haven't heard it yet, but there's a lot of people who
they
I respect
it's
musically
fire,
who are saying
yeah,
that's pretty dope.
Fire, yeah.
So I'm definitely going
to
try to add that
I'll
to
give
my
it,
little
I'll put it to you like this.
Weekend
it,
shit.
It fit with the young cats that's out right now. It don't sound okay. no different than the right. other shit they doing, but it lack originality to me.
Well, so here's
a, still young.
Here's my question. Have any hip hop kids blown yet?
Children?
Like, yeah. I mean, you got Diddy and his son.
Diggy.
Diggy, kind of, but not really.
No, I never manifest.
Yeah. Like, whose kid has been a star? Easy's sons are doing it out there, but they're not considered
like
stars.
Star, yeah.
Well, it's cold the way they do them because they got them doing their daddy's music. Like, they. I don't even think they do their own.
They out there pushing their father's memory, man.
They want
no,
that legacy
that,
to live
on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you would hope
that they're breaking off.
That shadow,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like, that's what, you know, most kids do, but, you know.
It's crazy, but, you know, that's, I'm sure they're cool. They're getting their checks. They out there, I think, with Yella.
They eating. I ain't mad at that.
They out there with Yella feeding their babies. I ain't mad at that. Let me ask you this, though. No other kids, right?
Shit, only kids that actually bubble was Romeo.
Yeah, right. Romeo's like the big dog of the
Master P for win number two.
Yeah, of the second generation rappers, man. Yeah. So we'll see. You know, hopefully.
Yeah, he ain't lying.
We'll see what happens with that.
I can't, right off the top of my head, I can't think of nobody.
I can't either.
Only Droopy.
Well, he ain't fell off.
He ain't a star, but he actually made it. Like, he actually relevant. He made beats.
Lyrically,
yeah.
Corey Guns.
Corey, oh, yeah. He
Corey
was on,
is his best rapper, but where's his success?
No.
Where's the album?
He was on Young Money. He caught that gun case, and then he just disappeared.
You can say same thing about Christopher Rivers.
True,
as far as being dope.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen that go anywhere yet. And it looks like he's finally getting it together.
What do y'all think about Pun's daughter, man? Oh, he said, why you have to ask me that?
Man. So.
I think she's in her early stages. They just support
her. She's obviously just learning to spit.
Yeah.
She reminded me of her father in so many ways.
She did. I was like,
I wanted
she
to like it when
Pun.
I saw it. I was like, okay,
was
little
like, oh,
Pun.
Shit,
oh,
with that
shit. Yeah.
With that leather thing, it reminded me of Pun when she moving her arms and shit. I was like, oh shit. Like, it reminded me of Pun.
This is him reincarnated. Yeah. And the flow's still not there yet. The placement of the words and everything. So she's very new. And it was cool that her brother supported her.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
And hopefully if there's any negative backlash, she's able to overcome that. She's very young. I don't know how old she is, but she appears to be very young. And hopefully, you know, she's got the right team of people behind her that, you know, in this internet age, you know, can really hurt you. You know what I mean? Beyond the music tip. So, you know, much props to her. Hopefully she this is a nice little introduction video. Hopefully
she's gotta stay at it, you know?
Yeah, and hopefully she falls back and just makes some songs, you know, so where she doesn't get in that mode where, oh, I'm getting felt. I got, you know, 100,000 views. I need to drop a song by next week. And then you just drop in stuff that's not really hitting.
That premature stuff with no artist development behind it. That's right. What
that's
you're
why I respect
about.
What yeah. Cardi's doing right now. Mm-hmm. Cardi's being very selective of the shit that she's dropping on because she knows she can't really be on anything that's related to flopping because that's going to bring her brand down. So I definitely respect what she's doing. Definitely. So before we get out of here, anything else, Mr. Son Capone, you want to address? Nah.
Pretty much covered it.
Just catch you at Bricks December 8th.
Yeah. And anybody that want it, goddammit. A lot of niggas talk that shit.
Uh-oh. What are we talking about?
They smoke this, they smoke that, they smoke this.
So hold on, is this nigga, the official
This is the King official... OG? I'm calling all you niggas out.
So you gonna say some names or you gonna be
nigga,
subliminal?
I don't give a fuck who it is, nigga.
Who are you talking about?
Whoever. The whole party. Nigga, I'll smoke all y'all niggas out.
Oh, okay. So there it is, officially. Jay Gunner's
who
putting
think
down...
they can outsmoke King OG, nigga?
Gunner's putting down the gauntlet.
And I ain't
saying...
talking about just blunts. I'm talking about wax dabs, edibles, the whole nine yards, nigga, without tapping out.
Wow.
Who want to test me?
All right.
Who want to test me now?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to
like
find
that.
Out December 8th. At the
like that.
Overtime Hustle Showcase.
We can have an edible eating contest, nigga. With
yeah, we also
going to
have,
you,
we're going to have some product in the house from not some BS company. Is going to be sponsoring the showcase. So big ups to that. We'll be out there. Like I said, I'll be co-hosting. So, hey, guys, thank you for tuning in. Let us know what you felt. Did you agree with our best of picks? Yes or no? You know, Guns, you kind of went in on battle rap, but it's all good. You know what I mean?
I enjoy battle rap, but it's certain qualities that they took out of battle rap that, like make it, like, it would be more filling into it if it hadn't.
No. I was
you know what
with
I mean?
You. Like, I definitely feel what you're saying in regards to that. So before we get into the Overtime Hustle and outro, just big ups to everybody who's you know, listening in, everybody who's supporting us, wherever you're supporting us. You know, big up to everybody over at Black Pods on Twitter, you know, always retweeting and holding us down. We all win. We all we got, you know, we get down. So yeah, that's it. We can get out of here. Tonight's Overtime Hustling outro, courtesy of our peoples, Mav Montana, is featuring El Camino.
Oh, Griselda Cast.
Yeah.
Hey, El Camino shit fire. Y'all need to go check out that mixtape. That El Camino shit is fire.
Yeah. Well, this is from Mav's new stuff right
okay.
now. I think it is
Lord of the Boiling Water.
Yeah, it's the Lord of the Boiling Water. That's right.
Shout out.
Yeah,
the cloth.
There's cloth in the building, man. This one is called Bust My Gun again, Mav Montana, featuring El Camino, Lord of the Boiling Water. You can go ahead and get that now.
That shit fire, too.
And we're going into Bust My Gun. So, again, it's not this conversation about hip hop. I'm your host, Moderator D. Moraney, with.
Barvin Lewis, Sam Capone.
And one and only King OG. Signing off.
We out. Bust My Gun, Mav Montana, featuring El Camino, Overtime, Hustle, and Outro. We'll see you next time, family. Peace.
Overtime Hustling.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.